RBCP Hobo CEO, broadcasting pre-recorded from Roy, New Mexico. I'm Mildred Monday.
Theory, you trick us, Hobo.
Don't you badmouth me, Stephen Hawking. I'm the motherfucking Mildred Monday. What you don't know is what you can't handle. We do not forget. We do not forgive. You messed with the wrong bitch. I'm Mildred Anonymous.
Shit, fuck.
Hello?
Hi, this is AT&T. Mildred Monday is at a payphone and wishes to make a call and bill it to your number. Is that all right?
Mildred Monday, I'm Mildred Monday.
No, you're not. Mildred's at the payphone.
I said... I am Mildred Monday.
I have a problem.
Small tampons for female dogs. Small tampons for female dogs.
I'm Mildred Anonymous.
Shit, fuck.
I am Mildred
Anonymous. Shit, fuck.
I'm Mildred Anonymous.
Shit, fuck.
You are on your own, RBCP. You are on your own, RBCP. You shall be owned, Brad Fox, Carter Pepper.
What you don't know is what you can't handle.
You shall be owned, Brad Fox, Carter Pepper.
I'm Mildred Anonymous.
Hey guys, this is Brad, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for February 8th, 2017. This episode is sponsored by Luda X Factor. There's three O's in there, and one of them's capitalized, so I'm just playing it safe, pronouncing his name like that. Thanks, Luda, for being a supporter of the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Hey, did you like that intro song? That was the fault of a guy named The Funk P. He says he loves the show and to keep up the good work, and he sent all this way back in September of 2016, and I'm just now getting around to playing it. Sorry, The Funk P, about that, but the good news is that I'm getting caught up on my emails, and I found a couple of other songs in there I'm going to throw into future episodes. Holy crap, you guys, I'm a horrible person. You guys are making music for me, and I'm just ignoring your emails. I don't know why you people still listen to this show the way I treat you guys. Before we get started with the real show, I'm going to play an old prank for you guys, and you may have heard this already, but somebody in the voicemails was asking about the phone call that we made to Lindsay Lohan's brother. I believe his name is Mike or Michael. And this call happened back in 2010. We were calling all kinds of people related to Lindsay, which I just happen to have the numbers for some reason. Don't ask. But somebody wanted to hear the phone call that we made to Lindsay Lohan's brother. And I haven't heard this in a while now, so we're going to play this right now. Looks like it's about 4 minutes long. Hopefully it doesn't suck. But this is one of those drunken conferences. We're just making a bunch of phone calls, and we end up with Lindsay Lohan's brother on the phone.
Hello, this is AT&T. You have a collect call from
Lindsay.
Will you accept the charges? Press 1.
Yeah.
Press 1 to accept. Press 2 not to accept. Press 3 if you're calling from a rotary. Just a minute. We'll put the call through. Hello?
Hello?
It's Lindsay.
Lindsay who?
Is this Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Lindsay.
Lindsay who?
Lohan.
What?
I'm Lindsay Lohan.
You're going to get in trouble for this, and then whoever did this is going to pay for this collect call.
This cost you $35.
It's only $35 a minute, so don't get your panties in a bunch.
Oh, that's fine. I'm not going to get my panties in a bunch. I have a lawyer, and I have someone who will take care of this, dude. It's not going to be any skin off the back.
I thought you were Lindsay's dad, but you sound gay.
Oh, this is not Lindsay's dad.
Oh, who are you then?
Someone who's going to fuck you in court.
You're going to fuck me?
Is your lawyer Jewish? Because we only hear Jewish
lawyers. I think there's laws against that.
Okay, guess what? Guess what, guys? Everything on my phone gets recorded for security purposes.
Oh, shit.
So your voices are recorded. Your voices are recorded. Whoever this is getting into a lot of trouble. I sincerely feel bad for you, and I hope that you don't ruin your whole life by the embarrassment that you're getting me. Yeah. Goodbye.
They're coming for us.
Who is that guy?
I think fucking us in court would probably be a threat.
I don't want to get fucked in open court.
Especially bad at that guy. He'd actually do it.
he's recorded us. This sucks.
God, I hate West Coast.
Whatever will we do?
I hate the West Coast.
Oh, this is just somebody that Lindsay calls. It just says answering machine and Michael.
Yeah, what?
Hi, it's us again. What you doing?
What? Who the fuck is this, dude?
It's Lindsay. Don't you recognize me?
Listen, dude. What is your problem, and what do I need to do to get you to stop calling me?
Stop being gay.
No more gay.
Okay, I know who that is. I know who that voice is.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Wow.
Who is it? Tell us who it is.
Sorry, I'm just playing a prank with you. Next time we're drinking together, don't get that mad.
Okay. Well, honestly, guys. You've made a huge mistake, and you don't know who you're fucking with. If I hear from you again, you will be very sorry.
You said that last time.
Fuck me in open court, and I have beer shits constantly.
You have what?
Beer shits.
I'm sorry. Again?
I will spray diarrhea all over your cock in the open court where you threaten to fuck me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now you get it.
No. Now I understand what I'm going to do in this matter.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it'll go in your pee hole.
Oh, okay. Guess what? If you hear sirens soon from wherever you are, they are for you. So,
yeah.
Beware.
I'm not going to sleep very soundly tonight.
All right. Sleep well, sodomite, and enjoy thinking about my diarrhea and your meal.
And that's it. That's the call we made to Lindsay Lohan's brother. Apparently, we didn't know it was his brother at the time. We thought it was Lindsay Lohan's dad. And it turned out that phone call was on Legends Prank Call channel at youtube.com/prankycalls. I'll put a link to it in the show notes if you want to hear it again for some reason. And your rewind button is broken on your podcast player or YouTube machine. I don't know what I'm talking about, but yeah, that was the call you wanted to hear, voicemail person. Be happy, I played it, and I'm labeling it in my show notes as prank call to Lindsay Lohan's brother. So next time somebody asks me where this call is, I can just search phonelosers.org, and we'll always know where it is now. And by the way, you guys, the police did show up. You know, those sirens, that siren thing he talked about, that was real. I had to move, it sucked. And speaking of calls we did way back in 2010, yesterday I uploaded a few phone shows to the YouTube channel, to the youtube.com/phonelosersshows. Some listeners don't realize this because they're a bunch of noobs, but I used to do this other show before the Snowplow show for 3 or 4 years, which was supposed to be just a call-in show, but it ended up turning into a prank call show, of course, because it's me. And you can listen to all of them if you download the torrent at phonelosers.org/torrent. But I'm also going to try and get them all up on the YouTube channel eventually. I've made like 7 videos in the past couple days of the old phone show episodes. So I'm going to start uploading those occasionally if anyone's interested in listening to them. So if you're interested in listening to old episodes of the phone show and PLA Radio, I've made playlists for both of those on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/phonelosersshows. I'll put a link in the show notes to both of the playlists that I've created, and I will keep adding to the phone show playlist until I get all of the episodes up, or until I just get bored with turning them into videos, which will probably be in another week or two. Right now, there's only a year's worth of them up there, and it's kind of the worst year, in my opinion. But more episodes are going up, so keep an eye on that. I got a list of numbers here that looks pretty interesting. These were sent to me from Lee, and they're more of those silent auction numbers. You remember the Goodwill thing that they do where they put out items and then you put your phone number on a list with your bid? It's one of those things. And this one was done from a hotel, from a Holiday Inn, and it tells me the city that it was in. Like, I don't know, why would they be doing this in a hotel? Is it like a convention type thing? I'm not sure. But Lee says, I took these pictures at the Holiday Inn Express, and it's in so-and-so metro area. Notice that one guy scribbled out 701 and wrote 601. What a cheapskate. I agree. I haven't seen that yet, but that sounds pretty cheap. I'm going to let that guy know how I feel. So let's see. I've got 3 pictures here. And on the first picture, it looks like I have three phone numbers. And the bidding sheet, it says in big letters, it says, every bid wins. The sooner you bid, the better the price. What? Yeah, that's how it works. It says, fill in your name, your phone number, and the bid amount on the bid sheet. Remember, every bid wins, so bid early to win at the lowest price. Oh, I get it. So it's probably a bunch of copies. I haven't told you guys what they're selling. They're selling these really shitty pictures. Like, on this one, it's for Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley. And there's a picture of the picture they're selling, and that sure is Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley. And it's totally worth the $250 that it's up to. And these are from a day or two ago, I guess. So these aren't too old, so maybe the bids haven't ended yet. I'm not really sure. I guess we're going to find out. And we're going to start with a guy named Harold. Harold bid $145 on the Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash photo, because that was the minimum bid that was written in for him. So let's give him a little talking to about doing the minimum required. Ah, what?
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
All right, it's sloppy handwriting, but I'm pretty sure I have the number right. I don't see what other numbers those could be. And I just tried a couple of different numbers just to be sure on the sloppy handwriting part, but I guess we have to skip Harold and move on up to this next person that bid $155. Her name is Lisa.
Hello?
Hello, Lisa?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the auction thing here at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, okay.
And you bid on this Johnny Cash Elvis thing?
Yes.
And I was just wondering why.
What do you mean, why?
I mean, why? It's fucking ugly. I mean, I'm looking at it here. I'm holding it in my hand. And you want it and everything. I can send it to you. But are you really sure you want it? I mean, this is...
You know what? I don't particularly like your language, so I'm going to hang up now.
Why? What's wrong with my language? You've never said the fucking word? She hung up. How rude. Let's try her right back.
Your call has been forwarded.
And she's hitting the fuck you button, you guys. Oh, well. Okay, so I guess we'll try the last person on the list. Lisa, she bid $155, but then the next person on the list, Harriet... She comes along and bids $250 and just kind of messes it up for everyone else. And wait a minute, isn't that kind of stupid? I mean, unless this is for like a really good cause and she just wants to give them a bunch of money. But the way this auction works is everybody wins. Every single bidder on here gets the stupid Elvis painting. So why would she bid $85 more than she had to? The minimum bid raise is $10. So she could have just made it $165, but she made it $250. God damn it, Harriet, that's financially irresponsible. And how is this an auction if everybody wins? Takes all the fun out of it.
Hello?
Hello, Harriet?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the hotel auction thing for the Elvis painting that you bid
how
on.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Running constantly.
Yeah.
Get somewhere we can help each other out.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds hot.
What do you need from me?
Well, I just wanted to know, how come you bid $250? You only had to bid $165.
Oh, I'll take that deal.
Oh, no, you wrote it down, so you don't get... I'm not doing that.
Oh, you should. I bought something else from y'all not too long ago. Well, it wasn't in that hotel. It was in another hotel, but I bought the Secretariat picture.
Oh.
You know, the horse.
Is that any
big one?
Is that any less ugly than Elvis and Johnny Cash?
Oh, it's gorgeous compared to two of them. What can I say?
Yeah, okay. I was just curious, like, why would you bid so much for just such an ugly piece of crap?
I didn't know if somebody would go ahead and bid on it or not.
No,
and
no.
I just happened to be there then, so I went for it.
Two people bid before you, though.
Yeah, they did, but they didn't bid up. You know, they were just kind of straggling. And I didn't know when y'all were going to actually take the final bid.
Oh, no, everybody wins. This is basically just you setting your own price. Like,
okay.
Yeah, we have, these are just mass-produced copies of just garbage.
Well, there you go. What can I say?
So you totally got ripped off. I mean, you got ripped off double for making your bid so high.
Well, darn, then how about I don't do it?
No, you have to do it. You bid it. It's too late now.
I didn't know how y'all did that.
Yeah, well, that's what we count on. We count on people not understanding how it works. We make it as complicated as possible.
Well, that's okay. It's going to go to one of my daughters.
Oh, okay. So, well, anyway, the reason I'm actually calling is because you stole the pin.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You walked off with our pin.
No, I didn't.
So is what I'm going to do is I'm going to tack on an extra $7.99 onto your bid. So it's going to be $250 plus $7.99.
No.
What do you mean no?
No, I'm not going to take it then.
Well, no, you have to. Well, you can't just steal our pin. That's a universal pin, you know?
That's okay. You can have it. That's all right.
What do you mean?
Talking
No, we can't have it because you stole it. You stole our pin. Oh, Harriet, don't get mad at me. Let's call her back and apologize. I'll come clean with her. I'll let her know I'm the janitor. Just messing around with the list here. That's all.
Hi, you've reached Harriet. Please leave a number and a name, and I'll call you back. Thank you so much.
Well, damn it. Harriet's not picking up, and neither is Lisa. Let's try Lisa back one more time. Tell her we want the pin. There's a picture of the pin on here, by the way. That's why I told her it's a universal. It's a very fancy pin. It's a medium, you guys. It's a medium universal ballpoint pin.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
No answer from Lisa still. So I guess I'm moving on to the next page. Oh, and there's only two auctions here. I thought there was more. Because on one of these pictures, there are six different picture, painting, photo, whatever things. They're like framed photos with little plaques on them. And most of them look like they're football. Or wait, no, there's one that's golf. I don't know what's going on with these, but there's only bids on two of these. So I guess those are the two pictures that was sent to me. And I think we're going to start on the end of the list, where this guy who crossed out his $701 bid and then changed it to a $601 bid. Actually, it looks like it was originally $600, $601, and then he turned the 6 into a 7, and then he had second thoughts, so he just crossed the whole thing out and then turned it back into a 6. And holy crap, $600 for this painting, I mean for this photo thing? It's a framed photo of Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. Minimum bid $160, minimum bid raised $10. Rookie sensations Dan Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott are proving to be the offensive backbone for the Dallas Cowboys early in the 2016 season. And I'm not going to read the rest of that. It's like a little placard thing that goes right underneath it, and it's a picture of one guy passing the football to another guy. It's a very exciting, action-packed shot, and look at this guy. He's trying to do some sort of fraud with his bid here, trying to rip us off.
Hello, it's RB.
Hey, RB, this is Roy from the Holiday Inn auction machine thing where you bid on this football thing.
Yeah.
This painting photo. It looks like you may have been attempting to commit some sort of fraud here because you wrote down $700 and then you crossed it out and wrote $600.
No, I actually wrote $400 and then crossed it out.
Oh, that's bullshit because I can tell that's not a 4. It looks like it was a 6, then it was turned into a 7.
Well, if that happened, I don't know who did that.
Well, what are you trying to pull? Well, no, you crossed it out, and then you wrote a whole new line with your bid in it.
Yes, but that new bid was $601.
I know, and why'd you do the $1? What do you think this is? The Price is Right?
Well, I thought that someone was going to bid higher than me, so yes, I liked the $601.
That doesn't make sense. It's an auction. It doesn't work like that. It's not like you're guessing the closest price. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean,
you're dumb.
I assumed someone was going to bid close to me or above me.
Yeah, well, that's how an auction works.
That's right.
And then also, you took off with our pin, our ballpoint pin that we had out here. You put it in your pocket. The security cameras don't lie.
No, I did not.
So not only did you make a fake bid and then cross it out, but then you made another bid that's even lower than the fake bid, which breaks...
It's above the first bid.
Well, no, I don't know. This looks like a 7 to me, $701.
Well, it's not. It's 6. And I've already talked to the company that does that,
mm-hmm.
and they even said it's 601.
Okay, let's get to the real issue here. Why do you want this dumb photo? I mean, it's just a guy passing another guy a ball.
Well, I was going to give it as a gift, but my question, you're with Holiday Express, right?
Yeah, it'd be a shitty gift. I mean, it's just a guy passing another guy a ball.
Well, it's actually more than that, but let me ask you a question, okay?
It's not even a nice frame. Because
it was supposed to be a silent auction,
yep.
okay?
Yep.
And if it's a silent auction that ends towards the end of February, my question is why this company that is doing the silent auction, that provided those items, why they called me yesterday and wanted to go ahead and do it for 601 as opposed to waiting. I thought silent auctions didn't end until, like, the note said in your lobby was at the end of February.
Yeah, well, that's it's like everybody that bids, everybody wins. We just give each person a crappy copy. We just give them a copy of the photo with the frame on it. But it's not really an auction. Well, no, it's more like a scam.
That's exactly what I believe it is. It's a scam.
Well, it's not really a scam. I'm just saying it's like a scam, but it's totally legal. No. You know, we cleared it all with our lawyers. They say nobody can do anything. We've got a good thing, a good racket going here, and it's nothing wrong with it.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to contact the people that are supplying that stuff, because when I bid on that silent auction, I bid for that specific item.
Yeah, well, the other ones look like it. We go out.
It's my understanding they're building another one that looks like it.
We go out to Goodwill and we just buy some shitty frame off of an old painting, and we just, you know, print out a new thing on the laser printer and stick it in the frame. People don't know the difference.
Now, this one had a picture of Elliot and Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
It also had an aluminum tag above that, which showed their engraved signature, not their actual signature.
No, it's just a photocopy of an aluminum tag. But it's behind glass, so you can't tell.
Yeah. But the one that y'all have in your lobby is not a bad-looking frame.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very vintage. It's because we got it from the Goodwill. Didn't you see how dusty it is?
How'd you get it from Goodwill if you're not selling them?
Well, no, we just get the frames from Goodwill, and then we put the, you know, just the crappy photocopies of whatever, you know, some random guy passing another guy a football. Whoever those guys are, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you the company that called me yesterday.
What'd they want?
That said they were supplying the photo, or they were supplying that thing.
Yep, mass producing.
Out of Arkansas.
Did they say supplying or mass producing?
They said they're the ones that supplied those photos.
Ah, okay.
And those frames and everything else.
Yeah, oh no, we get the frames from the Goodwill. They don't supply shit.
Well, I'm going to call them back and cancel my...
No, don't do that. Order. No, don't do that, please. Because, you know, you already wrote it down on paper. This is a legal document.
I'm going to do that because this is a scam.
No, it's not. It's not really a scam. It's totally legal.
I'm going to tell my bank that it's a scam.
No, it's not really a scam, though. I'm just saying it's like a scam. It's really shady and stuff, but it's legal.
You just hit the nail on the head.
It's all spelled out right there.
Very shady.
I don't know.
You know, it says silent auction.
Yeah, but it's okay. Like everybody that bids wins. Everyone gets one.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah, it does.
On that paper, it says
in giant letters, every bid wins. The biggest, boldest print on the paper. Every bid wins. You big stupid.
Well, if that'd been the case, I'd only bid a dollar.
No, the minimum bid is $160. We're not going to do this for a dollar. We pay like $6 for those frames at Goodwill. And you know, like 85 cents for the photocopy of the thing we put in the frame. So come on, we got to make some money.
Now, are you with Holiday Inn Express?
No, I'm just a prank caller. I was just fucking with you. I just saw your number on this thing. That'd be funny to call you.
Well, I'm telling you, it's a scam.
Why do you say that? It's not a scam. It says every bid wins.
It's a scam because a silent auction goes to the highest bidder.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Hell if I know. I'm just the janitor here at the Holiday Inn, and I happen to do prank calls on the side, and I saw all these numbers here, so I thought it'd be funny to call them up since you put your phone number on a piece of paper that everyone can see.
Well, I'm going to remedy that solution.
But anyway, remedy the solution? What do you mean?
I'm going to call the company in Fayetteville, Arkansas that said they were the ones that produced this thing.
Yeah, well, everything I said is fake. I'm just a prank caller. I don't have anything to do with these auction people. I'm just the janitor here. But if you think it's such a big scam, why'd you commit to paying $601 to it?
Well, because I didn't find out it was a scam until I got home and found out they had also called my wife.
What'd they say to her?
Well, they said that her bid won. And I said, how could your bid won? I bid $601.
Oh, yeah, Brenda. I was going to prank call her next. So I'll try and call her real quick before you contact her so I can rile her up, too.
Yeah, well, you'll rile her up.
Oh, really?
You won't like conversation with her.
Oh, you should just...
I'm much nicer.
Just let me do it. Let me do it, okay? It'll be funny. You guys can have something to talk about at dinner tonight.
Go for it.
I'm gonna tell her she stole our pin.
Go for it.
Okay, I will. You just wait.
Have a field day.
It's going to be hilarious.
Okay.
Okay. I got to hurry up and prank call her so I can get back to my janitor duties here at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, go for
that. But it's not a scam. It says every bid wins right here. And if you know how auctions work, then you should have known not to put the extra dollar on there. That just makes you look really dumb.
No.
Uh-huh.
That means that someone has bid more than $601 on a silent auction.
Why wasn't it $602?
Well, it could have been.
Why wasn't it? Why wasn't it just 600 even?
Because I like that $1.
Well, that you're a fucking weirdo then.
Well,
take that.
Your option.
What's that?
So, do what you got to do.
Okay, all right. I'm going to prank call Brenda real quick. It'll be funny, I promise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a nice day.
I will.
Good luck with the scam that you signed up for. Oh, shit. He's pushing buttons. He's going to try and call her first. Oh, shit, you guys. Okay, I'm dialing the number, calling up Brenda.
Please enjoy this Verizon microphone. Party is reached.
She's got a ringback tone. Shit. Brenda's phone is just blowing up now.
This is Brenda. Leave me a message,
damn
please.
It.
I'll call you
damn
back.
Damn it. I think RB pulled one over on me.
Verizon ringback tone while your party is.
And oh my God, his name is RB.
Hello.
Hello, Brenda.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Holiday Inn auction thing, and you bid on this thing for $300. This football photo, framed photo.
Yes.
And, hey, when you signed this, you took off with our pin.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You stole our pin, and we want it back.
You must be out of your mind.
What do you mean I'm out of my mind? At least I'm not going around stealing pins.
I have not stolen a pin.
Well, the security camera footage doesn't lie, and we have video of you writing your name and phone number down and then stealing the pin.
Oh, please.
So we're going to charge you $300 plus $2.99 for the pin.
Why don't you call my husband?
No, because he didn't steal the pin. He's not responsible for this. He's not a thief.
I'm calling my husband and I'm calling my lawyer. Thank you.
Your lawyer? Because you stole a pin? We don't need to make it a thing. Okay, she's gone. Man, she was nowhere near as feisty as RB was making her seem to be. And you guys, right on the top of this list, it says in gigantic bold letters, every bid wins. The sooner you bid, the better the price! ! Fill in your name, phone number, and bid amount on the bid sheet. Every bid wins, so bid early to win at the lowest price. That makes it sound like they're just mass producing these photos of a football guy passing a ball to another football guy. So it's pretty clear on this piece of paper, even though they call it an auction and they call the things bids. And it looks like the next two people on here, like the first person to sign and the third person to sign, the two people on either side of Brenda, are also a husband and wife team. The first one bid the minimum, which was $160, and then the second one bid $305, which was against the rules, because Brenda, she bid $300, and the minimum bid raise is $10, and she only bid $305, so we're going to have a word with her about that. I bet you they still give it to her, though. Even though she broke the rule, they're still going to give it to her.
You have reached the voicemail box of 9.
She's not picking up. So on this one bid sheet here, you guys, there's one for 601, 305, 300, and 160. And let me whip out my calculator here. That's $1,366 that they've made from this one stupid photo of just a couple football players and a plaque underneath it that says who they are. And I was serious about the frame. It looks like just some shitty old frame that they put it in. And you know how, like, at art shows, they have a thing, like a little plastic or wooden thing that they set the picture in that sets it up so everyone can see it? You know, like a little rack-type thing? They don't even have that. They made their own rack thing out of pieces of cardboard. They just cut them in the shape of the things that will hold the pictures up. It's very hobo-looking. And the whole picture and frame is just layered with dust. This whole thing is just pissing me off, you guys. I'm gonna try that person one more time. You'd think this cardboard holder thing sticking out would tip you off not to pay $600 for a photograph. But what do I know? I don't know anything about football or art or anything else. Maybe this is a completely reasonable price. And holy shit, that RB guy, he paid $300 more than he needed to.
Hello?
Hello, Don?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the Holiday Inn auction thing. You bid on this football photograph?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And I just wanted to let you know, we ran out of those, so we're just going to give you, like, a photocopy. It's going to be, like, a black and white photocopy of the photo that was in there.
Uh-huh.
We basically just took a picture of it on our digital camera and put it in the printer. We're just printing out but all we have is a laser printer that does black and white. So just wanted to let you know.
I'm not thinking that's going to work.
Well, no, it's good enough. You can just get a frame from Goodwill and put that inside of it.
No, we signed up for the frame and everything. That's what we wanted.
All right. Well, I'll run out to Goodwill.
Black and white photo. We want exactly what we bid on.
Well, I'll run out to Goodwill and I'll get an old frame and put it in there.
I don't want an old piece of crap, dude. We bid on something that was. I want it comparable to what we.
I'll
tell you what. Just give us our money back.
Well, hey, don't be a dick about it, okay?
Well, don't fuck with me, dude. You know what?
Hey, don't curse at me.
Don't you fucking even talk to me, bitch. You fix to rip us off, and I ain't gonna stand for it.
No, we would never rip anyone off.
Exactly what we bid on, or give us our money back.
We're Christians, sir. We'd never rip anyone off. You can. Okay, he's gone. All right, let me hurry up and call the first person on the list, which I assume is his wife, because this handwriting is pretty girly. She bid $160, he bid $305. I would call that guy back, but I called him like 5 times before he finally picked up. I don't think he's going to pick up again.
You have reached the voice.
Okay, she's not picking up, so I guess I could call her husband back and ask him to pass along a message to her. Be like, hey, could you let your wife know that she's also getting a shitty replica? In a photocopy machine. I'd really appreciate it if you could just let her know for me.
You have reached the voicemail box of 903.
Okay, he's not picking up either. He's keeps hitting the fuck you button on his cell phone. So I guess we're completely done with this auction list thing. You know, I'm gonna take this picture that Lee sent me and I'm gonna put this in, you know, I'm gonna make this the show image so you can see what these people are bidding on. And you can see the cardboard holders that they put on them. Anyway, thank you for the submission, Lee. Thanks for taking photos and sending them to me and stuff.
Hi, RPCP. My name's Mike, so I'm a new donor, whatever.
Sucker.
I just got a really important story to tell you that I thought would kind of make things a little bit better. So, one time we ordered pizza, and we got this really good deal. It was $6.98, but it was $7.23 with tax, and we traded pieces.
Whoa, best story ever, you guys. You know, some people, they like to hate on the voicemails and say that they're pointless and useless, but every once in a while a voicemail like this comes along and tells us an awesome story like that. 723 with tax, you guys, and they traded pieces. I almost want to play that one again, but I won't do that. You guys can just rewind if you want to hear it again. What the hell, you guys? They changed Google Voice all around. Everything's different. I don't like change. This is scary.
Hey, Brad. Looks
all modern.
I was trying to let you know I found a box of your shit up here in the attic. Don't know if you still want this stuff or not. If you do, I need you to come get it.
All right, Uncle Lester.
Hubcap to a 92 Pontiac. There's also a...
wonder what happened to that.
Looks like a big black dildo up in here.
Yep.
Rats done knobbed the knob off of it, but...
Thanks for telling everyone about that on the show.
Still left
that's
that.
Embarrassing.
And Kenny Loggins poster here with some,
I've
got some white stains about his face.
The memories.
I may have spilled some clam chowder on it or something, but other than that, just a bunch of rat shit. If you want this, come get it. You know where to find me.
Okay, thanks, bye. Uncle Lester. Guess I'll have to call him back after I'm done recording all of this.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson. So I was amazed, shocked, by that call that you did in the middle of calls that were just sounding absolutely ridiculous. The Blockbuster call, you actually got that girl to say, thank you for calling Blockbuster, although Netflix is better. It might have been Family Video or some other video place.
Same thing,
but that
whatever.
Was amazing. I was like, I was cracking up so hard.
Thanks. But, it's crazy. You can get people to say pretty much anything. It doesn't make sense that they would do that. Like, back when I was a stupid teenager and I had some job like that, if someone called me up and asked me to do that, I just can't see myself falling for that trick. So how do people fall for stuff like this? It just doesn't make sense.
Like, overall, you need to do more, like, realistic or believable calls. And that's, like, some of your best stuff. Like,
I guess.
You just got, like, one of the best clips. And I saw the February 6th Party Time pre-show. And it's 20 minutes and 15 seconds in is where it starts.
Yep. I'm going to remember this.
That long prank call where you just accuse the guy of, like, I think about 30 things. I think it counted about 30 things you accused him of. And he just said,
putting the slinky on the escalators, and he still believed it.
We need to meet up. Let's go have coffee. Like, he was trying to date you, Brad. It was fantastic. We got to get more of those calls.
That's the call where I learned that maybe I shouldn't be displaying my phone number for other people to see when I call them. Because I get someone like that says he's going to sue me if I put it up anywhere, and he has my number, and he's probably going to find the call, and I'm probably going to get sued now. So I think no more displaying my real phone number during prank calls. That was a really dumb idea.
What's up, Brad? This is Shane Yo.
Hey, Shane Yo.
Will you ever expand on the details of your FBI raid, like the reasoning for it?
Of course.
That's pretty much it. Thanks.
Yeah, I definitely will someday, you know, when this thing all blows over and it's finished and I'm out of prison and stuff. But for now, my lawyer has told me to shut the fuck up, so I'm just not going to say anything more. But I pretty much explained it in that one show. It was titled High School Graduate Really Fucks Things Up, I think. It was back in November of 2016. If you listen to that episode, I think I pretty much explained what happened. I just didn't give the exact details of it. You just gotta be patient. It might take a few months or a year or something.
Hey, you big old dummies. Harry Armstrong here. And I got an important New Year's resolution for you to put in your pipe and smoke it.
Drink your water,
you
right?
You dummy. The New Year's resolution is for you to drink more water.
Holy
shit. Bozo. Hey!
I got it right. I know Harry Armstrong so well, you guys. I know his advice. Drink your water. Everyone remember that. That was a message from December 31st. I'm still a little bit behind in my messages. I have a bunch in here from November and December. On all the recent shows, I've just been playing nothing but new messages. But someday, I'll get these old messages played, maybe. Or I'll just delete them. I don't know.
Hey, Brad, it's Dan. I've been listening to you for a couple months now, and I've noticed that you are getting sick a lot.
I know.
And I was just wondering if it's because you're fat or if you're gay.
I don't know.
Either way, I can get you on a diet, or I can suck your wet noodle. All right. Have a great day.
Thanks,
bye.
Dan. I don't know if it's because I'm fat or if it's because I'm gay, but yeah, it seems like I've gotten sick a lot more this past year than I normally do. I'm probably just about to die, that's all. You know, I'm pretty old.
Hey, dude. Miguel B. here. How you
hey,
doing?
Miguel.
Steve, Dave.
Inferior Miguel.
Man, that's hot shit. Remember when you said your face is ridiculous to that lady?
No.
That was so funny. What was that? I mean, it was funny. She was like, this is ridiculous. And you said, your face is ridiculous. I mean, we're talking about 7-year-old stuff. However,
sorry.
It's funny in perspective when you bring that to the surface. Awesome stuff, dude. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Thanks, Miguel B. Holy shit, you guys. I really don't like this new Google Voice. I have to click a bunch of things just to delete a voicemail. Then I have to click on a confirmation box to confirm that I really want to delete the voicemail that I just said I wanted to delete. God damn it, Google Voice. But it sure does look pretty.
Hey, Steve Dave. Miguel B. here again.
Great.
What I meant is I don't condone bullying and all that stuff.
Yeah, fuck you, Miguel
by
B.
By any means.
Eat a
because,
dick.
You know, I was a bit bullied myself.
Yeah, we
but
all
the
were.
The fact is,
a little bit.
The funny factor from shit that you do is just so fucking funny.
So basically, it's okay to bully everyone as long as it's fucking funny. Good advice from Miguel B., everyone.
At the end of the day, you're polite and you call him back sometimes and Make sure that it's cool.
If you're going to bully someone in real life, it's okay, as long as you're polite about it and you're fucking funny and you let them know that you're just kidding around afterwards.
It's really cool, dude. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, bye. Miguel.
Hello, Brad.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm just calling, man. I kind of missed the Sensei Doug calls, man. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Did you post any new ones?
Good old Sensei Doug.
Kind of looking forward if you can, you know, post a couple of them up.
Didn't I say that I was Sensei Doug in a recent Hobosode? Or was that a real episode? I can't remember. But they weren't real Sensei Doug calls. They were dumb. I left my CD on your roof.
Also, I know
it's
that
all G-Ad's fault.
You'd be telling people to share, you know, the posts if they're not paying Patreon or whatever. But I was thinking maybe you could start like a like page on Facebook, and you could pay Facebook for advertising, like $5 a day or, you know, whatever. Kind of get your name out there a little bit more. But I'm going to keep sharing it, man.
Okay.
I love what you're doing.
Thanks.
Good stuff. I like it. I like it a lot. But, all right, Brad. Good luck with the... What's going on with the FBI shit? Are you good?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Man? You all right?
I'm not in prison yet.
I'm praying for you, bro. Love you.
Thanks. Yeah, you guys will be the first to know when any FBI stuff happens. I will give you guys plenty of advance notice before I go to prison.
Yes, good evening. This is Bruce the Sexual Goose. And three things. I'm going home right now. I was doing business things all day. And First I want to tell you that I have a medium penis.
Thank you.
So that's critical for you to know. The other thing is, I'm hoping that you can do more pranks, more prank calls that have to do with hot glue guns. So
that sounds fun.
Please take the medium penis into consideration. And again, if we can start looking at some hot glue gun pranks,
I'm going to add that to my challenge list.
We'll get better off for it. I also like turtles, apples, and sea monsters. Bye.
I'm going to put that on the end of my list. Lick a stick of butter and mention hot glue guns.
All right. Group Rank the Monkey Boy here.
Hey there.
An incredibly awesome idea for you to do on a show in the future. You see, Farm Fresh and I believe even Walmart have it set up now where you can order your groceries over the phone.
Yeah.
And
over the phone.
I really don't think I need to add too much to that.
Who would use the phone to order groceries? Why can't you just do it online? I thought it was all an online thing. I can't wait for that to take off because I'm going to be doing that. I hate going to Walmart.
What kind of show you could get together? You could just get them slowly getting stuff and just start asking for crazy things in the middle and they'd be looking up. Just an idea for you, Roy. You might want to, partake in.
Yeah,
I believe it's Farm Fresh, and then Walmart has just started, taking orders by the phone. You can get your whole groceries and all your shit together, you know what I'm saying? maybe you can get some cactus juice sprayed on a banana, I don't know.
Don't care.
Anyway, cactus.
That'd be a fun one to do on a live show, because you guys could just keep giving me different items to ask for during my order. So if Walmart really takes orders over the phone, I'll have to give that a try. I think that's going to do it for the voicemails on this episode. I still have a few from February left, and a few from January left, and a shitload from December and November left. But we'll just get to all of that on the next show. Today, I'm going to try and do something slightly different. I'm not going to do any prank calls myself, but I have a directory in my emails. I told you guys I'm catching up with my emails, and a lot of you have been sending me prank calls that you've done to other people. So I have a directory in my Gmail account. It's called Other People's Prank Calls, and there's about 15 prank calls sitting in it, dating all the way back to May of 2016. And I'm just going to pick one at random here. Looks like this one is by The Number 3, and I have not listened to this one yet, but it looks like it's about 4 minutes long. So if it sucks, you can blame The Number 3 for that. I've seen him in the chat room before on live shows. So if this prank call here is complete garbage, be sure to just rip into him on the next live show when you see him in the chat room. Let's see what happens in this call.
Hello.
Hey, Ugly. It's Kevin from the Domino's. How are you today?
What?
Hey, you got a delivery from us?
Yeah.
All right, turn your hearing aid up, all right?
Sounds like he needs to turn his TV down or something.
I'm talking to you. You got a delivery from us earlier today?
Yeah, but hey, motherfucker, you better get your tongue while I come down to fuck your ass
hey,
up.
Hey, don't you curse at me. Hey, don't you curse at me, motherfucker. I'll come down
there. What the fuck wrong with you, nigga? I ain't talking to your ass, nigga. I'm talking to motherfuckers in the background.
Hey, I'll come down there and deliver a pizza right to your face.
It's escalated quickly.
nigger, fuck you, and a piece of nigger, what the beans do you do?
Hey, don't say nigger, that's racist.
I agree.
Man, what's going on? What's the problem?
Putting on my show, order, sir. Number three.
Have you eaten any of your order?
Yeah.
Sir, I'm so sorry. Tell everyone to stop eating, please. Unfortunately, we saw our employee, Greg. He was in the back of the restaurant. Are you allergic to any controlled substances?
This is such a bad idea, number three. You can't tell people you did something to their pizza. Even if they're hilarious.
Like marijuana?
No. No.
You're not allergic to that?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Because he was seen putting some marijuana cheese on the pizza dough, because he was telling my other employee,
marijuana
Scott.
Cheese.
No, man.
You're perfectly fine with that? Is that all right with you?
Nah, I ain't perfectly fine with it, man.
Okay, never mind, number three. I was wrong. Apparently, he's really into this whole idea.
He's on the piece. Yeah.
He's happy now.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Is this a different person?
No, it's me. I'm the same person.
I'm just curious. Like, what do you mean? Did you tell everyone who ate the pizza? Is everyone okay?
Yeah, everybody said I believe we had them. Yeah, we need our money, man. Y'all check with our food.
Hey, I can't hear you, ethnics. You need to freaking speak louder to the microphone, you idiots. What's wrong with you?
Y'all the fuck, everybody ate the pizza,
man.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be mean to you. I know you guys might be really high right now. Sirs, is there any way you guys could all sit down, please?
Could we sit down?
Yeah, I mean, you guys might be under the influence of an intoxicant right now.
Yeah, we are already sitting down.
You guys are already... Okay, I knew it would make some people want to sit down in the first place.
So what y'all gonna do? What y'all gonna do about that?
I don't know. I was thinking I could send Heather over there. She said she'd give you guys some head.
Who?
Heather. She's our barista.
Everyone knows Heather.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said she'd come over there and give two guys some head.
She's gonna give two guys some head.
That's really cool. That's all.
Hello?
Well, tell her come on. Tell her come on, just two of us head there. And buy some money, will.
No, she can't bring any money. That's
y'all can't bring no money.
But hey, you guys, hey, as long as you can promise us never to report this to the newspaper.
You need to bring that money?
Yeah, y'all owe us. What y'all do for us?
No, she's going to come over and give you guys some head, and then I'm going to promote her to assistant manager, and then you guys are not going to call the newspaper on us. Deal?
No, we ain't calling the newspaper, man.
You aren't going to call the newspaper? And she's... Who's... Okay, so who... She's going to... What? Okay. Is she going to come to
the... We're going to call the newspaper to y'all, man.
Is she going to come to the same place where we delivered the pizza?
Nice. Yeah.
All right, and her brother's going to come with her, but he's going to wait outside just to make sure, you know.
All right,
he'll just be in the car just so you guys, like, don't want anything extra, but she'll swallow and everything.
All right,
cool. All right, she'll be over there here in about half an hour.
All right,
bye.
Holy shit. Holy shit, that background noise was driving me crazy, and I blame number three for that, even though it wasn't his background noise, it was their background noise. That's pretty funny, though. I think he had a room full of people sort of convinced that they might be high, but maybe not. They weren't sure. And yes, I know that I've done that in the past. I've said that we've put marijuana on their pizza, and we've put special sauce in their pizza, wink wink, and all kinds of crazy things. But those are the kind of things that people will freak out about and call the police and the ambulance and take themselves to the hospital. I remember a few years back, there was a small scare in the community when some other people were doing the pizza pranks, getting customer numbers and saying that they did crazy things to their pizza, and that freaks people out when they think you've done something to their food. Maybe that's what I'll do on this segment. I'll play people's pranks, and I'll tell them everything that's wrong with it, and why they should follow the rules at phonelosers.org/rules. Yeah, that's what I'll do. But thank you, the number three, for sending that prank in. I have a bunch of other ones here that I will play on future shows. If you want to send a prank call in, try and make it less than 5 minutes if you can. And try to make sure it doesn't suck. And try not to break any rules. And I will throw it in my directory of prank calls to play by other people. That's going to be the end of today's show, so thank you once again, Luda X Factor, for sponsoring the show. And if any of you would like to sponsor a show, just go to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. $5 a month gets you basically nothing. It's a bigger ripoff than those pictures of Elvis and football guys handing balls to each other propped up on cardboard holders. But at least it's for a good cause, right? I mean, my show, not the pictures of football people and Elvis. Be sure to tell everyone you know about the Snowplow Show. Add us on Facebook.com/phonelosers and Twitter.com/phonelosers. Throw bricks through windows with phonelosers.com written on them. And spray paint the PLA voicemail number on overpasses. That would help out greatly with the show, and I really appreciate anyone that could do that for me. Or if you don't want to do any of that stuff, you know, just post it on your Facebook and tell your friends and all that. Today I'm ending the show with a song by Rappy McRapperson. This is one of his lost tracks from years ago, apparently. If you listen to Laugh Track Matt and Zach's show, you've probably heard this a few hundred times already. And, oh, it looks like there's a email that goes with this one. I wrote that in the file name. Brad, go look at the email from Ghost Rappy. And it says, "Greetings, Mr. Carter. Here is a present from me. Most people are fans of my older works, and Zorb 3 just delivered this last night through the portal exchange in Mother's house. The gift is from 2002, Biodimension 4. It's never been released in our time continuum. Pretty neat. Merry Christmas." He sent this back in December. It looks like a few weeks before he left that voicemail that I just played. So here's a song by Rappy McRapperson. It's a song about kicking it in the library. You know how you do when you go to the public library?
Just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it
at the library.
Hark! My rap flows are cool. Let's go to the library after school. It's the place to be. The library, that's where you'll see me reading a gangster-ass book. This one has pictures. Everybody look. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yeah.
The library's where I kick my flows. West side. Just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it
at the library.
For all the homies in jail, free internet, we're gonna send you email. And for the big ballers that are blind, some books in braille, what a find. And for the true thugs in a wheelchair, there's a ramp next to the stairs. And for all the big pimps that have the flu, here's a book written by a medical guru. Just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it
at the library.
Now I'm really thirsty. What am I to do?
The drinking fountain over there might refresh you.
Mmm, it did.
Yum.
The perfect refreshment for a foster kid. Yummy, yummy water, straight from a spout. That's what drinking at the library's all about. You can see me at the library every day. The library, it will pave the way. Just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it
at the library.
Just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it at the library. We're just kicking it
at the library.
My rival gang sucks. I'm gonna die.
What the hell?